100% black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Welcome back to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, every Friday right here on Bashani and Worldwide. We are super excited each and every Friday to come into your living room, into your car, into your speaker, into your ear gate. No matter how you're listening to us, folks, we're grateful and thankful that you're tuning in to Bashani and Productivity 360. Well, let me say it this way. Thank you to everyone who has been sharing, who's been commenting, who's been leaving reviews on the Productivity 360 show. Well, you know what I always say, folks, everything in life is better when we are productive. Did he say everything? Everything. Everything in life is better when we are productive. Today, we're going to be talking about death to distractions. Death to distractions. That's right, folks. I want you to get ready because too many people are being distracted. Yes, I know we're in a new year, it's a new month, and everybody's got distractions. Y'all remember that? Everybody hates Chris. Well, today Dr. V is going to tell you it's time for you to start hating distractions, and it's important for you to eliminate those distractions. Now, last week, we talked to you about productive lessons. I don't know how many of you have actually done your homework and actually listened to last week's podcast, but I'm telling you, you don't want to miss those pieces. A real quick recap, I talked to you about competitive greatness. I talked to you about confidence. I talked to you about a team spirit, intentness, and also enthusiasm. Listen, those are five pillars, five building blocks, five steps to maximizing your productivity, and they're lessons that I learned along my journey. Over 2+ decades of work put in to get to where we are today. And those are some of the stepping stones that we actually use. Now, today, I want to talk to you about death to distractions. Now, many people say, well, doggone it, Dr. V, that's a little harsh. Why are you saying death to distractions? Because distractions don't belong in the same realm of productivity. Productivity is all about getting things done. Distractions are things that hold you back or hold you up. And we are eradicating those things today. So when we talk about death to distractions, I want you to pause for the cause really quickly and ask yourself, how many times have you already been distracted just this morning? You got out of bed, you said to yourself that you were going to do X, Y, and Z. And then next thing you know, you got that phone call. All right. Okay. And the next thing you know, you got a text. Ding, 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 ding. Then the next thing you know, something else occurred. Listen, you've got to eradicate distractions. And the only way to do it is go for the jugular, folks. I hope that you're picking up what I'm putting down. Now, I'm going to give you some practical and applicable steps to create what I'm actually telling you today. Death to distractions. That means RIP, folks. You want them jokers to rest. You want them to rest. Why? Because as long as they're awake, they're going to distract you. They're going to cause you to be hindered. They're going to cause you to have a barrier or a boundary to getting the things that you know needs to be done. So you might as well say death to distractions. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Are you hearing what I'm saying? All right, let's get to it, folks. The first thing when it comes to death to distractions is you've got to learn how to minimize interruptions. That's right. I said it. Learn how to minimize interruptions. Listen, what I know is when you're focused and what you focus on is what actually gets done. When you have pinpoint precision on something, you don't get derailed. So when I'm talking about minimizing interruptions, how do you do that? You've got to foster an environment that speaks to exactly what you want. Right now, I'm in the studio, and guess what? Every door is closed. Anyone who tries to get into this studio is going to have a problem because I've already put up the barrier of death to distraction, right? My phone is actually on silent. I ain't got to worry about it ringing. I ain't got to worry about nothing stopping me from delivering this message to you. Why? Because I've already set up my barriers and boundaries. And those barriers and boundaries are to keep negativity and interruptions out of the way. And that is something that you're going to have to learn how to do each and every day of your life. Listen, I know this. The moment that you set your mind to do something positive, negativity is going to come around the corner creeping. Why? Because no one wants you to be positive. Because you, if you infect them with positivity, what kind of job would they have? You got those negative Nancys out there. You got negative Nick in your ear trying to tell you, don't do this. You can't do this. What about that? Man, crush them. Crush Nancy. Crush Nick and say, not today, fool. It ain't happening. Why? Because I'm fixed, I'm focused, and I'm dedicated to what it is that I desire to do. So now that you've gotten the minimizing interruptions out of the way, that's the number one key to death to distraction. Now, the other thing that I want to share with you is once you foster that environment, once you set that up, once you get into critical thinking mode, man, so much can happen. But here's what you got to do next. What is that, Dr. Vern? I'm so glad that you asked. What you got to do next is to tackle the most difficult thing in your day first. The most difficult thing in your day first. Now, why do you say that, Dr. Vern? Man, wouldn't it be easier to just do little menial tasks first and then build my way into the difficult thing? Absolutely not. You wake up as a warrior and you get your behind in place. You get off your fourth point of contact and say, the hardest thing that I need to do today, I'm doing first because I got enough energy. I got enough wherewithal. I got my mind right now. I've gotten and minimized those interruptions. So I'm going to get her done. So get the right thing done first. Get the most difficult task done first. Because here's what I know, folks. The moment that you get that task done, man, you're going to have some power to move and press forward onto the other things that you have to do. And once the momentum has started, folks, guess what happens? It only builds and gets bigger, better, and badder from there. So listen, when you talk about conquering and just devouring the most difficult task of your day first, what else is there left to do but to be productive, but to win, but to skate all over procrastination? See, when you do the most difficult task first, you find yourself not procrastinating because you already have the momentum. The momentum already exists. And now, my friends, you're ready to maximize your productivity. And you know your boy is all about maximizing productivity. So hopefully, just in these first two things that I'm sharing with you, you're getting hyped. You're getting pumped because, man, these things actually do work. Now, after you've done those things, man, it's really smooth sailing from there. It's about setting the right deadlines. It's about making decisions so that you can have the right deadlines. Listen, I don't know about you, but anything that you don't actually put some type of legs to, it's just a wish and a prayer. But the moment that you start setting a deadline for something, man, everything changes. Once you make that decision, once you establish and you size up the risk of something and you put a deadline on it, man, it's game on, folks. It's game on. And listen, the only competition that you should be having is competition with yourself. You're not looking to your left or to your right. You're actually looking in the mirror and saying, if I did it in this amount of time yesterday, I got to be able to beat my time today, right? See, it's about getting the right things done, not getting a ton of things done. And when you understand that, man, woo, life begins to shift. it begins to change, and you start saying to yourself, death to distractions, death to distractions. Now, here's something that I really, really want you all to understand. After you've made the decision, you've sized up the risk, and you decided, man, I am going to get in competition with myself. Now that you set those deadlines, folks, and you've motivated yourself, now it's time for you to get really, really serious. One thing I know about productivity is punctual. Oh, I'm going to say that again, folks. Productivity is punctual. So if you say you're going to complete something by noon, it better be done. Matter of fact, 15 minutes before noon, it should be done, because productivity is punctual. And when you find yourself being punctual, guess what happens? Man, time just seems to fly by. Do you know how much you can get done in 15 minutes when you set your mind to it? You don't have to waste 30 and 45 minutes to try to get something accomplished. If you set small, achievable, and attainable goals, anything, and I'm going to say this again, anything is possible. Now, the question is, do you understand the words that are coming up out of my mouth? Huh? I hope so, folks. This is not for the faint at heart. Now, here's a beautiful one. Now, for those of you who are still on this Corona coaster, you're still on that COVID-19, working from home or working from a remote location, man, you've got to learn how to set up your workspace, your office space. You've got to learn how to get things in order, things in arm's reach. You got to learn how to sit effectively, ergonomically, whatever it is you need to tell yourself. You've got to make your surroundings a place where it is conducive to productivity. You've got to be flexible. You got to be malleable. You've got to know without a shadow of a doubt that when I step into this terradome, when I step into this productivity zone, man, life is about to change. And see, that happens when you set your workspace up. You know, having certain things at eye level, having the right music in the background, right? Being in a posture to learn and being in a posture to do what? To be effective and efficient. Now, here's one that's going to blow your mind, folks, because many people have not graduated to this stage yet. You know, in life, you have doers, you have workers, you have speakers, you have strategists, you have visionaries. Well, every leader has to know how to delegate. If you're going to have depth towards distractions, there's certain things that you're going to have to delegate. If it's something that you could pass off to someone else to do, guess what? It shouldn't even be on your plate. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you a formula. What's on my plate? Who put it on my plate? Should it be on my plate? And do I even want it on my plate? When you get this mentality and this mindset, delegation becomes easy. See, one thing I know for sure, and please hear me, hear my heart, hear what I'm saying and not what I'm not saying. There are tasks that you are not required to do. There are tasks that you're not the only one who can complete. And all of those tasks, which is normally about 75% of things that people have on their plate, can be done by someone else. So you've got to eradicate distractions and say death to distractions by learning how to delegate. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? I hope that you all are hearing me, because you'll become a better leader. You'll become a better consultant, a better coach, a better strategist when you learn how to say death to distractions. Listen, when you delegate, you're able to focus better. You're able to go into deep thought. You're able to do things immediately because you don't have the minuscule things that are holding you back. I call them time wasters, time zappers, energy blockers. When you're doing something that someone else can be doing, and not only you are the person that can accomplish that task, it's a blessing blocker, a time waster. It's an energy zapper. And you have got to learn how to delegate, delegate, delegate. Yes, that's right. You heard it right here on the Productivity 360 show. Delegation is the key to being productive in a lot of ways. Now, you can't delegate everything. You can't delegate everything, but you can delegate a lot. All right. Now, this one you've heard before, but you've heard it in so many different facets, you don't even know how to use it. So many people are caught up in saying yes to everything. I want to teach you, when you say death to the distraction, to learn how to say no. And it's just that simple. It's a two-letter word. All you got to do is fix your lips to say no. And that's it. You don't even need to follow up with anything after that. No, that's it. It's a stress reliever, my friends. It causes people not to be burned out. It causes people not to experience anxiety and depression when you just learn how to say no. Man, I hope that I'm helping you today, folks. I hope that you all are picking this up. Listen, I'm being comical about it, but it is so, so true. When you learn how to use these success tools, when you learn how to walk in these principles, man, life begins to change. And you'll be able to walk around lighthearted and enjoying yourself rather than being a Debbie Downer. Are you picking up what I'm saying? Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Can you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? I sure hope so. Listen, I don't care if you're a manager, I don't care if you're a leader, I don't care if you're the founder, you've got to learn to say no, and that's all there is to it. Oh man, I'm having fun with y'all today, but that's what it should be, all day, every day. Productivity is the way to live. Why? Because I understand that there's freedom in productivity. You know what I say at the beginning of the show? I tell you, everything in life is better when we are productive. And these are simple things, simple principles, simple philosophies that will help you to be more productive. All right, now, all right, for those techies out there, I'm gonna give you one that you will love. Learn to embrace automation, folks. Learn to embrace automation. Yes, I'm saying it, and I'm gonna say it again. Learn to embrace automation. Listen, it is so important for you to maximize your time, your efforts, your energy, and everything that you do. How do you exercise that? By learning to embrace automation. There are certain things that can be done on a weekly, daily, monthly, quarterly, annually, semi-annual basis that you can put automatic on automation. You don't have to be the decision maker for everything. If you think upfront, if you set up the system will work for you. So, how many of you understand how important it is for you to have automation in your life? Now, I'm gonna let you pause for the cause, because if you were having automation working in your life, a lot of your time would not be spent behind the desk. A lot of your time would not be spent trying to follow up with this and follow up with that. There's a system that you can put in place that will take care of all the little things that you need to do. And I believe that if it's available, if it's an available system that is going to cause you to become more effective and efficient, folks, it's a no-brainer. Now, another thing that I want to help you with when we talk about death to distractions. After you've put in work, you got to learn how to reward yourself. After you put in work, you got to learn how to reward yourself. If you've been knocking it down, getting it in, making it happen, dominating your day, now it's time for you to reward yourself. Now, rewarding yourself may look a little different for everybody else, but at the end of the day, all that matters is you learn how to reward yourself. Because once you are replenished, let me tell you, win a battle, take a bite. Win a battle, take a bite. Why? Because you've got to learn how to enjoy the spoils of the battle. Victory is possible when you have the right mindset. So when we talk death to distraction, now, it may sound harsh, but it's something that you could use in every area of your life. How do I know? Because I use it in every area of my life. And I say to myself, I'm not going to let that eat up my time. Every hour of my day is strategic. Why? Because I value my time and I refuse to give my time away. If I'm talking to you, that means I plan to talk to you. If I have downtime, which I have placed in the schedule, then we'll make that downtime work. It has to be productive. It cannot be haphazard. So the question is, are you ready to speak life to your dreams, your aspirations, your goals, and your intentions, and begin to put death to distractions. I surely hope you are. I hope you understand how important that would be. I hope you recognize that good values attract good people. And when people can see that you're about your business and that you're not about wasting their time, they will be willing to give you their time. So again, I hope that you're picking up what I'm putting down on Productivity 360, and I hope that it makes a whole lot of sense to you. To those of you who are out there starting businesses, writing books and becoming authors and speaking all over the place and changing people's lives, I salute you. Why? Because that's what you're supposed to be doing. But the number one thing when it comes to distractions is paying too much attention to what someone else has going on. You have a mission and a mandate over your life. There's something that you're supposed to be doing. Don't be a cheap imitation or an echo of someone else. Be the voice that you were called to be. And that, my friends, is what it truly is all about. I want you to eliminate, I want you to eradicate, and I want you to bring death to distractions. Listen, you know what I always say, I want you to be innovative and be productive. Why? Because it's possible, folks. And I know that if you do it, your life will change. And if you do it, people around you will change. And if you do it, you will show another generation that it's possible. So what am I asking you to do? Show up and be the best version of you that you could possibly be in every area of your life. Again, I want you to be productive. Again, I want you to be innovative. And I want you to live your best life today, not tomorrow. Today, in 2021, it's all about enjoying life, having fun, and making big things happen. Until next time, I'm Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, your man with the plan, Productivity 360, all day, every day, right here on Bashani and worldwide every Friday, folks. Peace, love, hair grease, and productivity. I'm out.
100% black owned and operated. They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.